AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Another insider attack in Afghanistan. NATO says two men wearing Afghan security force uniforms opened fire inside a military base, killing two NATO service members before being shot dead themselves. NATO offered few details about the shooting in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province, and it did not identify the nationalities of the international troops killed. Massive wildfires in the West have led to poor air quality across the region. That means respiratory problems for people far from the fire lines, as well as grounding firefighting aircraft. Fire Incident Commander Todd Pechota says they have gotten more help for the Okanagan fires.
Our personnel count is now up to 1,345 personnel, and a majority of that increase is coming in terms of operational resources. And what that means is boots on the ground.
Donald Trump had words for Univision's Jorge Ramos after the anchor of the nation's leading Spanish-language network asked a question at a Dubuque news conference without being called on.
Go back to Univision. Go ahead.
You cannot deport 11 million.
Go ahead.
Security then temporarily escorted Ramos out. He was later allowed back into the news conference. The GOP presidential candidate greeted him politely, though they quickly resumed their argument over Trump's immigration policy. U.S. traffic tie-ups have rebounded to an all-time high. Bill Eisley co-authored a traffic congestion report for Texas A&M Transportation Institute.
It's clear to us that if nothing is done to improve the transportation system and everything stays the same, it's clear that we can't have goals of both high economic activity and low congestion and expect to succeed at both.
Commuters in Washington, D.C. suffer the worst traffic delays, followed by L.A., San Francisco, and New York. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. ambassador to the Vatican says he expects Pope Francis to speak his mind when he visits the U.S. next month and becomes the first pope to address Congress.
Ambassador Kenneth Hackett says Francis may address immigration, climate change, and other controversial issues in his address to Congress. Then it's on to New York, where he'll speak at the United Nations.
That could be a forum to address the question of persecution of Christians and other religious minorities.
In Philadelphia, Francis will participate in the church's World Meeting of Families at a time when
families struggle. And there's all kinds of non-traditional families.
But friction is mounting as gay activists lobby for a broader role in the event and organizers move to limit them. I'm Steve Coleman.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the state of Mississippi from carrying out executions. Three inmates have sued, saying they face risks of excruciating pain during an execution. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Save big money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.